Welcome to Joy Moments, where moments shared spread ripples of joy. I'm Lacey, your co-host who's not alone today, but we'll address that in a second.
Here with Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Lacey. I invited my husband, Joe, today. Joe's been on No Shame in the Home Game and sharing the middle, so he had to hit Joy Moments as well. So welcome to Joy Moments, Joe.
Thanks for having me.
We'll just say Lacey and Joe are set up in a very precarious way to be able to record both of us, and we're making it work.
I do what I can.
This is just to make Sarah happy, because I knew it would make Sarah happy.
I was going to say, I've gone straight to Giggle Town, and I'm actually like covering my mouth and tempted to mute myself because I'm a big Joe fan. And so, sorry, Joe, I don't want to make you uncomfortable. I know fangirl makes you uncomfortable.
Are you not going to respond to that?
What do you want me to say to that?
I don't know. Joy moments. We share moments of joy, real moments of joy. So hopefully they can provide joy to others in the world. I invited Joe to share a joy today. And I'll be honest, Joe was reluctant because at first he said, I don't have any to share. And then I listed several, to which he said, those feel too personal, which I think is a very interesting thing of and just showing how different old Broseph and I are.
Yep.
I think, you know what, though? I love this because we talk about, like, even just the word joy for some people isn't the right word. Thankfulness, gratitude, a moment of something I enjoyed. So it's very personal, right? And when what feels like you want to share and even what you want to call it. So it could be something that made you laugh today. It could be something that delighted your taste buds. I don't know. Like, it doesn't even have to be anything that personal. So I think this is great. It's forcing us to look at this from many different angles.
I make Joe do this every day already. At our dinner table, everyone is required to share a high from their day and a low. They don't have to have a low, but you always have to have a high because there's always something we can find in our lives. I'm used to making Joe find things to be happy about.
Even when you're not at dinner with us for whatever reason, we all still do it. So not forcing me to do it.
It started with me. And now it's part of our routine. They can't have dessert until everybody goes. So everyone's real motivated to get it done at times. So nothing like forcing gratitude and positive thinking on people.
So wait, are you promising me and Joe dessert after this?
No.
Okay.
You can have dessert. We've got some ice cream bars downstairs if he wants one. We have cookies. Did you buy that for the cookie dough? You bought cookie dough.
Oh.
Is that just for me to eat?
It's just you.
Okay.
It was on sale.
Joe loves a flash sale.
It's not a flash sale.
We use Kroger Delivery. Sometimes they have these things called flash sales, which is essentially the equivalent of walking into the aisle to do a checkout, like tempt you to buy stuff. Someone is very susceptible to...
Bro, if I can get something that I know you're going to like and it's a dollar, why wouldn't I get it?
Sometimes there's 12 donuts. I'm like, who's going to eat all these donuts? And they get eaten. Sarah, you got really excited about something.
Oh, Joe saying who wouldn't buy an endive on a flash sale. This is just like my new favorite sentence that I never knew was ever going to exist in my life. And now it does. And now I never want to forget it. And I don't even know what an endive looks like. I don't know what I would do with an endive, but it doesn't matter. I love the sentence.
It's a Belgian endive. We got it. We used to do Blue Apron when it was just us before we had kids. And it actually was a really good solution for us. And it taught us how to cook pretty much, too. So we're very comfortable cooking because of it.
Like cooking techniques.
Yeah. One of the things that we got that they had us make several times was an endive salad with just like a vinaigrette. And I always really enjoyed it. So it's, yeah, if there's an endive shoved in my face, let's do it. Sounded a little bit different than I wanted it to, but that's fine. We're going to keep it in.
No comment.
Do you want to share your joy first or do you want one of us to go first?
I think somebody else should.
Okay. Sarah, do you have one or would you like me to go?
I have one. So this past weekend, there are so many joys within this, but I'm really going to focus in on one because this is not the Sarah show. I was lucky enough to go to Detroit with my sister this past weekend. First of all, Detroit, can't say enough lovely things about it. What I'm going to focus on is I was walking around the hotel we stayed in. It was a refurbished 1920s firehouse. So it was really... Every turn was a discovery. So I was walking around with my coffee, just looking at things. And in the interior, there was an empty above the first floor. So there was like a platform, but all the windows looked into this rectangular open space. There was beehives. But the part that made me happy was that the name of the beehive, it was called Bees in the D. And I just thought that Bees in the D.
Okay.
Until I saw your face, I hadn't even taken it there. I just thought it was so cute. And then later that day, we were walking along the riverfront and there was lavender in this like raised bush. And all the little honeybees were there. And I was like, hey, guys.
Sarah being excited and talking to bees is very Sarah.
As you know, I do.
I would go with some kind of variation of bee's knees. Like, how do you, is that? Yeah, I don't know. We're not going to workshop bee names. Yeah. We're going to workshop bee names.
Bees in the D.
Bees in the D. I've heard lovely things about Detroit and all the things going on there.
Shout out Detroit.
Never been.
Highly recommend it. This episode is brought to you by the Detroit Tourism Bureau. If only I could say the word bureau. Bureau?
Office of Tourism.
Office of Tourism. Thank you. Lacey, do you have a joy moment to share?
I do. We have been getting into our new school time routine. Isaac is now a first grader, so he's going to school all day, which we all love. It means that it means that we wake up and we get him on the bus in the morning instead of having a lot of time in the morning. And this morning, we got done getting everything ready early. He did a great job. And he's been loving carrying Violet around. And it's very cute, but I tried to channel that energy this morning into him reading her books. So I set her up in the boppy so she could sit up. And he wanted to read her a Minecraft book, to which I was like, maybe let's pick something else that she's a little interested in. He was like, here's mommy. We're going to start with this book. Homeboy read her four books. And he's just in there having the time of her life. And she thinks he's the bee's knees. And they just had this lovely time. And I just sat in the kitchen, left them be, ate some cereal. And it was just a really lovely moment. I think in general, one of my favorite things in the world right now is seeing my children do things that I know, let's say come from me, but like that I know I say out loud and the things that I do. And this is one of those things. As he was reading, I was hearing him use some of the different phrasing and things that we do. And it was just very sweet. And I got to enjoy my cereal by myself.
I'm so curious. What kind of cereal does Lacey eat?
Really only two at the moment. Honey Bunches of Oats, Reese's Puffs. That's it. There is a cereal connoisseur in our household, and it's not me.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Somebody who has a cereal buying problem.
It's not a problem.
Because cereal just continues to show up.
It's not an addiction.
And so it's so interesting that the two that I'll eat, those get eaten pretty regularly, but just more cereal keeps showing up.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The third cereal that I would love to eat now, and that's Cracklin' Oat Bran, which you would think, not good. It is the best cereal in the world. But it's just too expensive tiny little box. Yeah. Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs is the one that I always want. But for some reason, Honey Bunches of Oats makes me feel more like an adult.
Yeah.
With almonds.
It's the word bunches that really makes it grown up. If Joe doesn't want to share a moment of joy, I would happily listen to all the cereals, like list all the cereals in your house right now.
I can do that and share a moment of joy. Obviously, we have Reese's Puffs and Honey Bunches of Oats. We have Grape Nuts, which are a favorite of mine. Cheerios, which are my other favorite. Frosted Shredded Mini Wheats.
There's strawberry frosted mini?
There's strawberry, yeah.
There's a Lucky Charms.
Well, right, yeah, Lucky Charms, but of course, that's not for me, honestly. And then Chex, but both Rice Chex and Corn Chex.
Yeah, so multiple boxes.
Well, now, wait a second. I buy it when they have the family size on sale so that you can get two for the same price as what one box normally is.
So we have to store bigger boxes.
We do.
For longer.
We do. Is there any out on the counter?
Not anymore.
Wait, is that the end of the list?
Yes.
That's not.
No, hold on. There's also some protein Cheerios and like an off-brand Fruit Loops.
There's Cinnamon Toast Crunch somewhere.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is. It's in the pantry cabinet.
There's multiple ones
in them. There's that, and then there's something else in there, too.
That's the other
two. Fruit Loops.
That's the off-brand Fruit Loops. The protein Cheerios are the three that are in that little spot.
Follow-up question. Do you ever mix two or more types of cereal together?
Sometimes.
Can I hear your favorite combination?
Probably Reese's Puffs and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Nice. Okay, that was one of my favorite things in college when they had the dispensers, was to mix and match different kinds. And then, like, as it, like, gets more soggy and then it changes. So yeah, that's like a, gosh, we could do a spinoff podcast about cereal.
I'm not a cereal person. I've always liked Reese Puffs. Like, I'm so much that I'm not a cereal person that I didn't know that Cheerios and Honey Nut Cheerios were two different things. I thought they were the same thing. And when I told Joe that, he was like, I'm sorry, what is wrong with you? So if that tells you how not of a cereal person I am. I also don't like drinking the milk afterwards, which he thinks is sacrilegious. So I've gotten really good at that.
You don't have to.
I'm with Joe on that one. I grew up in a family where if you didn't drink your milk with your cereal in the morning, it would be poured in a glass and that would be your milk at dinner. So we just learned to drink it with our cereal.
That would have taken way too much thought process for my family. All right, Jill, you have a joy moment you want to share?
I do. Lace and I were talking in the office while Violet was in little
jumpy thing.
It's a little jumpy, but it's, you know, the
activity center.
Yeah, where there, she's in her seat and there's toys in a circle around her and she can rotate and bounce a little.
And it holds her up.
Yeah. Anyone who has kids knows what we're talking about, but I couldn't tell you the name of it. Anyway, she's sitting in that and Lace and I are talking and Violet, who is very chatty, just
contributing. Violet likes to, she's been on the podcast, letting her voice be heard.
But I think at this specific instance, we have to be very clear that she was not saying words. She was more like, almost like singing, but not singing. Almost like yelling, but not yelling. She has this way of communicating by just like making a noise or like a level of noise. And in the middle of that, she stopped, clearly looked me in the face and said, "Dada," and then went right back to the kind of like whine. And I'm like, this girl is 5 months old. What is she doing?
We
stopped, stared at each other and were like, did she really? And there was a very clear distinction between when she was making the noise to when she said that, to when she went back to making the noise. And it was completely distinct from what she was doing. So
it was.
It's not like she was saying like, bah, bah, gah, gah, bah, da, da. Nothing like that. No, it was. Yeah. So that was
Joe's and Ren that high.
A little bit. Yeah.
There's been a few other moments since too.
You did it again today.
And the thing is, we both stop and look at each other. So it's not just in either one of our heads.
Yes. So that to me is, that's all it took.
Yeah.
So I think we know who's the daddy's girl now.
Okay.
I think I can hear her.
She's, y'all are talking about me.
I think that was good enough.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Would you call joy moment something else from a dude's perspective?
I probably, because when you said like moment of joy, I was like, I don't have joy. So I don't know what I would call it, but for me personally, joy would not be right.
Cool things that happened to Joe.
I don't have joy.
I know it's a branding thing.
No, I get it. Certainly feel free to move forward with that. But I'm just saying from my perspective, if you were to say, hey, what was a moment of joy that you had? And I'm like, I don't know. What was the last time I was on a slide as a kid? That to me is more like joy as opposed to.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
They went roller skating this weekend at a roller rink.
Yeah.
At any point in there, did you have joy?
No, because my feet hurt. I can ski. I can water ski. I can ice skate. I can rollerblade. For the life of me, I cannot roller skate. I don't know what the difference is. There's something about walking on little mini cars, I guess. I don't know. First of all, they hurt my feet because they're just like flat metal boards in the bottom of them. And I cannot control myself when I'm on them. I'm way super wobbly. So put me on a pair of rollerblades and I'll skate around, skate backwards, all that kind of stuff. Not a problem, but do roller skate.
I've been skiing once in my life and I went with him. I had a panic attack on the bunny hill and then never touched my skis again. But it's a story for another day. But then he was like, do you mind if I go do this one? And I'm like, that's fine. So I'm sitting at the bottom and Joe is like really good. I'm like, I am extremely attracted to you right now. I did not know that was there. But so yeah, Joe has a lot of natural athleticism. I don't necessarily think he gets credit for. But put him on mini rolling cars. Well, those are our joy moments for today. As always, you can share your joy moments with us by submitting them on our website, joyfulsupportmovement.com/joy moments, so we can share yours, whether it's joy or happiness or whatever word Joe would approve of.
It's always good to see you, Lacey.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Lacey.